Welcome, folks, to September the 1st, 2020, and it is our encore show day, and we're going to be, diving and driving and delving, and it all came out into drelving. I don't know what that is. But anyway, we're going to dive and drive and delve and drelve back to September the 4th of 2019. And it was on this show. It's a very interesting show, by the way. The pre-show on this thing is nuts. The original pre-show is goofy probably covers it better. Googie is an architectural style. Thank you. Anyway, it's Bob Green today as the Fraser Foods CEO. Tries something that everyone else has tried. He's going to do it too. Singing. That's right. Bob will sing songs like I Gotta Be Me and Don't Worry, Baby.
That was a special show.
Yeah, it was. So let's check it out, shall we? From the world-famous Phil Hendry Show of September the 4th, 2019, Bob Green and Bob Green Today.
This is Bob Green Today. I'm General Galen Shaw, and I am your host for Bob Green. I'm not really your host.
No, you're not. You're basically the sidekick.
I'm the sidekick for Bob Green Today here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you very much, General, and welcome to Bob Green Today. And I was driving down the road, I was listening to Phil and listening to some of the encores that he has been, you know, doing, and I walked into the studio today and I saw him working, sweating over an encore, and, you know...
Well, he's trying to get the encore shows ready for next week.
Yeah, but then he said, man, I may not go.
Well...
You know anything about that?
Nothing that I feel at liberty to talk about, you may.
Well, and then Phil said to me, I may not go on vacation, and I said, why? And he just grumbled and threw something across the room. I'm like, what is that about? And I finally got it out of him that, well, you know, things aren't going too good with this, you know.
Yeah, the lady he was going to go with.
Yeah, things aren't going too good between the two of them. And then he threw something else. Phil's one of these very demonstrative guys. He's one of these guys that suffers from a form of PTSD, even though he was never in combat. His whole life's been like combat. And he's had people coming up on him and, you know, freaking him out.
He's had his fair share of freakouts.
Yeah. So Phil responds to everything like it's World War III. He'll turn around and get ready to break an ashtray over your head. I saw that one time.
Where? To you?
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding.
No. It was at my home, in fact. And I had invited him over, and we were having a dinner with some of the sponsors. Myself, Ted Bell, was there. And I think the guy that runs Bozo.
Oh, Pep Pills, yeah.
Yeah, he was. What a weirdo he was.
What is that, Gene Eager?
Yeah. Anyway, it's okay, because we're all business people, and we were getting together. And I made some comment about a shirt he was wearing or the woman he was with. I forget what it was. I said something like, get a load of that. And he thought I was talking about something very near and dear. And he picked up a very heavy glass ashtray that I like to keep around the house because it looks like...
kind of looks like the 50s, huh? Like you're at the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, a little bit. I enjoy having those big glass ashtrays. I don't smoke, but I keep it there and just to look at it. And I hope someday someone will light a cigarette. I'm going to tell them to put it out because there's no smoking in my house. But at least I'll be able to see somebody try to use that ashtray because I really do. I got a thing for ashtrays.
You're kidding. You collect them?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I do. I used to, not as much anymore.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
I never smoked cigarettes, but I always was either smoking a pipe.
A pipe?
Yeah.
What do you... Well, I haven't seen pipe smokers for, like, since the 50s or 60s.
Well, you know, I smoked a pipe, but I also smoked cigars. And I got off the cigar thing because someone told me...
You're talking about Freud.
Yeah, someone said to me that Freud had said to someone when they said, you know, Freud said a cigar was a phallic symbol, and then someone said to him, well, you're smoking a cigar, and he said, well, sometimes it's just a cigar. Anyway, make a long story short, there was Phil, because I just saw this, there's an advertisement on TV, for look at that beautiful hotel.
Yeah, now that looks like, in fact, the place Phil was going to go to.
Well, the place Phil was going to go to makes that place look like a rat-infested dive.
Yeah. And what we were looking at, folks, is...
I'll do it. Thank you. Thank you, General. What we were looking at was an ocean, and it had them... go ahead.
Yeah, it had those beautiful above-water bungalows.
Ah, that's what they're called.
Yes. But the place Phil's going to is way out in the middle of...
Well, he was going down to the Maldives, right? And I looked at a map, and the Maldives You know, and I don't mean to bring up any kind of bad memories for anybody. Remember that Malaysian jet that went down?
Yeah, it went down. They theorized in the Indian Ocean.
Yes. And as that story developed over the days, I became fascinated with the Indian Ocean and how uncharted it was. I mean, there's literally whole stretches of the Indian Ocean that are not covered by the, air traffic control net.
Now, when you say net, you're talking about the cross...
Well, you're the military guy, but I guess that means...
Yeah, the signals crossing.
Right. And somebody said that the Asian air traffic control net is one of the most dense, and Asia, as a result, is one of the most well-defensed airspaces in the world.
The entire continent are just...
Well, I don't know about the continent, but, you know, Southeast Asia, China, that... This was all coming out when the whole Malaysia jet thing... So then, I remembered they were looking for that jet. They never did find that, did they?
Well, they found pieces of something they thought was a jet.
Yeah, but they never found it. They didn't find, excuse me for saying this, they didn't find any, you know, bodies.
No, they never found anything. Not that they could conclusively say. I think they found a piece of wing.
They found a piece of wing. Sounds like we're having a picnic, and I broke out the bucket.
Uh-huh.
And I looked in there, and... What's wrong?
Well, you can get to the joke a lot.
What joke? I mean, well, you mean I'm talking about the wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you look at the bucket, there's a wing.
There you go. That's the timing you want.
All right, General. You know, I'll give that to you. You've been doing this longer than me. All I am is just a humble, filthy rich grocery store owner. Thank you.
Hey.
Thanks. I'm Bob Green. This is Bob Green Today. But anyway, to conclude the story about Phil... I said something to him about the girlfriend he was with. I think she was, you know, she was a very lovely, very beautiful, you know, African-American girl.
All right, now don't tell me you said something.
No, I didn't say anything. I just said, I made a comment because she had a nice... What are you shaking your head? Hi, folks, this is Bob Green. Now it's getting serious.
Well, Bob, you're asking me to...
She had a...
Never mind what she had. You made a comment.
I made a lousy comment like, take a look at that or something, and he grabbed an ashtray and wheeled around, and if I hadn't gone, ha, 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 I'm only kidding, he would have busted that thing in half across my head.
Well, I don't concur with, I don't think that that's sane. I think that's very insane, but boy, you gotta watch the way you talk about people.
I don't even know if I was talking about his girlfriend or if I said something about his bald head. It was something that he took, you know, very personally.
Well, the whole...
All right, I get you, General. I am hereby, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bob Green, and I am hereby chastised. Is that it?
Oh, that's right. Folks, while Bob has been talking, one of the things that he...
Hasn't talked about
is the fact that he hears an awful lot of the guest hosts and people on the Phil Hendry Show website singing, and Bob has a song he'd like to sing for you tonight.
And this is... One you've heard, but one that I think I can give actual meaning to because, let me tell you something, I've lived it. Excuse my emotion. Because, you know, folks, I am Bob Green, as well, you know, he's Ted Bell, but listen to this. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, and I...
You don't take up a lot of space.
Hold on for a minute.
Sorry.
You know...
Sorry, Bob, I just...
You don't take up a lot of... So, let me just do this again, and I would like whatever commentary you make to be...
All right, it'll be flattering and...
Don't tell me I walked into it, because... Whether I'm right... Or whether I'm wrong... Whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I'm Bob Green and I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. On Bob Green today, what else can I be but what I am? I wanna live. Live. Not merely survive. I won't give up the hosting duties on Bob Green Today. It keeps me alive.
Really?
I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. my hair system, you see, makes me what I am. Here's the part. That faraway prize.
Yeah, Bob.
A world of success. $3.99 a pound downtown. I won't settle down, won't settle for less.
As long as there's a...
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got carried away.
Whoa, sunshine. What is that?
I got carried away. I just, you were swept along by the emotion?
Yes. I'm not going to understand that, Jim, but I'll go it alone. Thank you very much.
All right.
If that's how it must be, and yet, it must... I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for Bob Green.
Yeah.
I gotta be free. Whoa, I've gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I've got to be me. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be ripe for somebody else if I'm too ripe for me.
Oh, ripe.
Yes, I said ripe.
Don't stop.
I've got to be free. I'm daring to try to do it or die. Folks, I gotta be me. And if you let me be me, good things happen for everyone concerned.
This is Bob Green Today, brought to you by
Kurt Cobain Locksmith. Hi, I'm Kurt Cobain. No relation. I've been getting it from all sides ever since that very tragic occurrence some 20-plus years ago. But I'm not going to change my name just because some... Anyway, my name is Kurt Cobain. I'm a locksmith. I could change the name, I guess, to... you know, Greater Tujunga Locksmith, which is where we're from, but I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it.
Kurt Cobain Locksmiths. Have Kurt come out and put a lock on it.
I don't play guitar.
And buy two-fold cough medicine. One, you drink the cough medicine. Two, you have a great night's sleep. It's two-fold. Once you drink the cough medicine and the cough goes away, then you have a great night's sleep. Sleep. Sleek. It's a stupid name for a product. Two-fold cough medicine. Welcome back now to Bob Green Today here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. I'm General Galen Shaw. And Bob, you were driving around listening to Phil talking about the vacation he was going on, and then you came by the studio and found out something different.
Well, that's the thing. I came by the studio and found out that Phil was in a rotten, foul mood. And when I said, "What's with you, Baldy?" and I shouldn't have said Baldy...
That's a heck of a thing.
Whoa, hold on. Because are we going to have this discussion again?
No, I know you have. I know you've got a hair system.
Are we going to have this discussion again? I think you love this, General. You're very loyal to Phil. I appreciate that, General.
Well, it's just doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense. I call Phil Baldy because I'm not bald. I have hair. I have my own hair. It's a hair...
So you're getting tense now. What are you grabbing that coffee cup for?
Because I want to break it across someone's face.
Mine?
No, sir. No, not you, General. How many times have I got to tell you?
You wear a hair system.
Yes.
Well, Bob, it still looks like... It's on crooked, by the way.
Let me see. Give me a mirror. I'm sorry, folks. Let's just take a second. Let me see the mirror. God damn me.
Where are you going?
I'm going into the bathroom.
Bob has gone into the can.
That's right. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't, Bob. You got to come out here, though. You're hosting the show to straighten out his hair system.
God, look at this. This is a hair... It's my hair, folks. It's just on crooked.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we all say about our own hair. It's on crooked.
Don't... General, what are you trying to pull anyway?
Nothing, but you're the guy that called Phil Baldy.
I'll get to that in a minute. Hold on.
So, Bob Green is there, and he's in the bathroom right now straightening out his... You know, forgive me for saying, he's straightening out his hair system... And so he's in there now.
How's it look now?
It's still a little crooked.
Anyway, I walked in and I said, "What's with you, Baldy?" And once again, he turned around, he had a closed fist, and I said, "Phil, what's going on?" And that's when he told me.
Yeah, apparently he had a falling out. There's trouble in paradise, let's put it that way.
Oh, trouble in paradise. Let me tell you something. I've always been a guy that says easy come, easy go. Look, you make plans, sometimes they don't work out. Now, I know 11 G's is not the easiest thing in the world to say goodbye to. Some guys can say goodbye to it a lot easier than other guys. I may be one of those guys. I don't know about Phil. But he looked like he was about ready to take that 11 grand and just go, and kiss it goodbye.
Well, you know, I don't think that was the issue. The issue wasn't whether or not he was going to kiss 11 grand goodbye. And I don't even know if that's the vacation.
Well, he's going a long way.
Yes, he's flying a long way. And I guess he put out for a couple of first-class tickets. But the fact of the matter remains that do you go even if it's a non-refundable ticket when you're not going to have a good time?
Let me tell you Bob Green's philosophy. See, there's a lot of ways you can go at life, General. There's a lot of ways you can go at life. You can say, well, there goes 11 grand out the window, and I'll never be happy again. Or, hey, easy come, easy go. That's Bob Green's philosophy.
So in other words, if you were going to go on a vacation with some hot chick...
Yeah, and it didn't work out.
Would you go anyway?
Well, I can't because, you know, she's got the ticket that...
Oh, she paid her own way.
Of course. That's Bob Green's philosophy. You kidding? Look, here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Yeah?
Don't worry, General. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double trouble. Don't worry. Be happy. Just cause some dumb broad.
No,
I'm sorry. I got a little. Don't worry, be happy. You know, sorry.
Pay it her own way.
Yeah, you make her pay her own way. Don't worry, be happy. These are the only words of the song?
Yeah.
That's why I came up with my own words.
About a dumb broad.
Well, I get that's probably not the best thing.
Well, hold on for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen,
ain't got no place to lay your head, but...
I'm going to take a commercial break.
Oh, you're going to take a commercial break?
Yes. We'll be right back, world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bob Green today.
Don't worry, the landlords say your rent is late. He ain't talking to me, I know that. I own.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bob Green today, brought to you by Hermosa Financial. For all of your money needs... Go to the guys with the big smile and the flat top hairdo and the purple tie with the, you got it, shamrock in the lapel. Those are the Hermosa Financial guys. They know where all the bodies are buried. The Hermosa Financial guys. They know it all, but they're not telling you. Hermosa Financial at 21 Broward in Feasterly.
I'm Bob Green. And this is Bob Green Today. Don't worry.
Are you a happy man, Bob?
Ask me off the air.
Hello, Jim Cutlery here from the Cutlery Center. We sharpen knives, spoons, forks, anything you've got, anything you eat with. We'll even sharpen up chopsticks. We'll make them so you can drive them right into someone's eye.
Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are canceling the advertising of the Cutlery Center.
This is a wonderful cake. It's the Dalton cake, made by the Dalton family. Once upon a time, they were criminals. They were outlaws, riding with Jesse James. Now, their family makes little tiny cakes like these, the size of a quarter. You've heard of small hamburgers, right? You haven't? Well, they've got small hamburgers that are better than these small cakes. Believe me.
The Dalton cakes, made by the same family that used to rob, cheat, steal... and plunder.
That's what it'll do to your stomach. A Dalton cake.
Oh, man.
Bob Green Today. The song's still going.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Oh, God. We'll be right back.
Wharton Festerly with the news at 11 o'clock tonight. Channel 16 has you and the Cabbage Valley covered. Hi, I'm Wharton Smith, and I'm your news anchor on Channel 16, covering the entire breadth and width of the Cabbage Valley. Channel 16 in Vortimer, Cabbage Valley, System 3.
Now back to Bob... Oh, the music's... Yeah, now back to Bob Green. It's still... Can't we turn this off?
We could, but it's...
It's what, stuck?
Yeah, pretty much.
There, I just turned it off. And now here on Bob Green Today, folks, I'd like to bring on my mentor, Mr. Raymond Sewer. It's S-A-W-E-R. Mr. Sewer was the manager of the Westminster Grocery Store. It was Pago's Grocery Store, the Italian grocery store, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was.
Well, Mr. Sewer, and it's spelled S-A-W-E-R.
Yes.
And, Mr. Sewer, you taught me everything I know. Well, not everything I know about. You taught me how to bag groceries. And that was very essential.
Yes, well... You couldn't figure it out at all, Bob. You had a he didn't know where to put things. He was putting bread at the bottom of the bag, and I told you.
You told me don't put bread at the bottom of the bag, or that'll everything'll crush it.
Yeah, and I thought that would be a sort of a common sense thing, but you.
So what do you think about me being a millionaire now and owning Fraser Foods?
I don't know. I'd have to. It's so outrageous because you know what? I think you're a good man, Bob. But it's so outrageous to think you actually made a go of business. I'd have to see the port. I'd have to see the numbers. I'd want to see the financials.
Oh, you don't believe that I'm a millionaire?
I'd have no. It's not that I don't believe. I would like to back it up with the financials because the kid that I knew was you were a good boy. You're an idiot, though. You really were. Everyone wanted you to do well because you were ingratiating yourself with everyone, but God, God Almighty, you were stupid. And it wasn't stupid, Bob.
All right, well, can we change the subject?
We want to just wrap this up. It wasn't stupid. You could figure out larger concepts, but I'd say, Bob, go to that car there and get that shopping cart, and you'd be wandering for hours.
I had a hard time finding my way around.
You did, yeah.
Mr. Raymond Sewer, my very first employer in the grocery business when I was a bag boy at the Pagano's or Pig, I forget the name of the store again.
I did too. I think it was an Italian couple.
Now, what happened to your mouth that it's frozen like that?
Someone slammed a girder into my face when I was working a high-rise over here in San Francisco.
All right, but other than that, you sound like you're doing good.
I'm doing fine. I was doing fine until I sat down and talked to you. I do. I really like you, Bob. But when I see you and that hair system and the millions that you've made, and I'm here with a girder hit my face.
Yeah, you got kind of a messed up looking face, but...
Oh, is that right? Well, your hair system.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say anything, Ray. Or Raymond, right?
Yeah, you call me Raymond. My friends call me Ray.
And Raymond Sewer, the... The first boss I ever had here on Bob Green Today.
Big wow.
And now here on Bob Green Today, I'd like to present a very good friend of mine, a man that he's not a good friend of mine. I don't have really good friends, but he is a guy that I admire a great deal. He's our produce manager, Sal Slander. Sal, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, but it's Sal Slander. Sal Slander, not Sal Slander. Sal Slander.
Right. Well, that's close enough, though, for jazz, isn't it? And Sal, you have some great, great things on sale in our produce section this very evening, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
All right, thanks a lot.
That'll happen.
Nothing happened. That's exactly what I wanted. Don't ask me what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, that was interesting. Bob Green Today.
Actually, I'm worried about Phil Henry. Let's call him up. Phil, it's Bob Green. How you doing?
Yeah.
Never mind. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
I gotta bail out of this. I don't know what else to do.
Jesus, let me do it.
No, you can't.
Get out of here, Bob. I'll take over.
Thanks a lot, Bob Green. That was great. I'm General Galen Shaw, and welcome here to the General Galen Shaw Show. It's Bob Green Today. Not anymore if you walked off the show.
This is General Galen Shaw saying so long. From all of us here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show.